Hey, I'm Patrick D. I'm here at AOD 2014 in San Francisco, California. AOD runs January 25th and 26th at the Hyatt near SFO, the Airport Hyatt. And it's been running for years. It's changed its name a few times. It used to be Anime Overdose. Then it was AOD San Francisco Anime Con, or something like that. And then it was Animation on Display, and now they just call it AOD. The convention's pretty good about disseminating information. They've got the program guide, and it's full color throughout. And they also have this little one sheet that has, on one side, you've got the schedule for both days, and changes on the other side. So if stuff changes during the con, I don't know if they're gonna redo these or what, but anyway, that's there. They're not on guidebook, so that's a minus. I went looking for it because I'd rather just look on my phone and bookmark stuff there, but it's a relatively small con. I'm not sure the attendance, but there's pretty good population in a lot of the panels, and the Masquerade had a good population. It wasn't full, but that's good because you can easily find a seat and you're not fighting your way through the hallway. I just got out of the Masquerade. It was a great event and thoroughly enjoyed that. We actually posted the video to that a few weeks back, so go back and check that out. You can find it in our extras feed or on YouTube. But the rest of the convention, let's see, I started off at the dealer's room. It's kind of a combination dealer's room, artist alley, co-mingling. Not a very large room, but it's a decent variety. More alpacas. I still don't get what that's all about. They also had Sony in, or a Sega in there, sorry, and they were showing off the Vocaloid game. They also had a panel about that. There were a few panel rooms, and they had panels going throughout the day, and a variety of topics from Homestuck to Viz Industry Panel. So there's plenty of things for everybody. They have several video game rooms with a wide variety of games. They even have a LAN party set up. And there's board games you can play. There's a video room with Crunchyroll showing off a lot of stuff. They're a major sponsor of the convention. That was evident at the Masquerade. They've got a lot of musical acts here at AOD. I caught part of Hideo's musical performance this afternoon, and that was really good. I enjoyed that thoroughly. They had some other musical acts after the Masquerade. You can find acts such as Slime Girl, Space Boyfriend, NMU, Random Encounters, all sorts of stuff going on. There's a lot of guest panels. Mike Center Nicholas is here, Christina V, and a lot of other guests. And Martin Billany, Little Kerbo, he's pretty popular. Now, one thing I did notice at this convention that I haven't seen at other West Coast ones is there was a lot of Homestuck cosplay. A lot. For a convention this size, it seemed like higher than what I'm used to back on the East Coast. In my, I think it was my Big Wow Comic Fest, or maybe it was Japan Expo, like over 6 months ago, I had mentioned how I didn't really see much of those Homestuck cosplayers out here on the West Coast, and I wondered if it was a thing. Well, they're here. So if you like Homestuck, apparently AOD is the place to be. That rhymed. The facility, it's a very nice hotel. It's at the Hyatt, which is actually really close to SFO Airport. Now, I did encounter a problem as soon as I arrived where they wouldn't let me park here. Unless I was a hotel guest, which I'm just here for the day, so I wasn't staying at the hotel. They were only doing valet for hotel guests, and there was no self-park whatsoever. So I asked the guy, and he said, well, there's a street down there. You can park on the side of the street. And so I went, that street was full. So I did find a place to park behind a building across the street, and it's kind of a hike, and it's a little sketchy. So I hope my car is still there. I did shoot a little video, and this is the long walk to the car sped up, so you can get kind of a feel for how far that is. And hopefully they can fix it next year, because there were plenty of parking spots in the parking garage. So it wasn't full, but maybe they were worried about guests coming in for the night. I don't know. The main events, was in a tent, except it was like a permanent tent. Not like I've seen at PortCon Maine where they set it up just for the weekend. This is pretty clearly set up by the hotel to be another large room for them, probably for weddings or receptions and whatever. But they used it for main events and it worked out well. Fortunately, it was fairly warm today. I was wearing a t-shirt. I don't know if the tent is heated, so I could imagine that might be an issue if it's cold in the future, but for today it worked out great. The main events, there was no trouble getting any seating, but it was kind of a hike out to that tent. I've got another time lapse here of my hike out to that. It's not that far, but it's kind of removed from all the other everything else that's on this map. So I had mentioned the video games. They had a PC and console gaming room and an arcade, and it had kind of like a seating area where people could sit and watch somebody who's playing. I think that's for the speed rounds they're doing later. There's four live event rooms and the main stage. So there's five places for live programming, one video room, the dealer's room and artist alley with autographs, the board gaming room, and a cosplay office. And that's pretty much everything on this map. And that's the limit of the con. There's not many places to eat in the area. They have fortunately they do have a guide in the back here on this one page. They list eight places. And a couple of them are here in the hotel. I went to Knuckles Sports Bar, that was pretty good. But a little overpriced. Closest fast food is In-N-Out, and that's kind of a hike, but hey, In-N-Out. So, if you're in the Bay Area and you're looking for a convention in mid-January, AOD, check it out. If you're a Homestuck fan, you will love it. If you can't stand Homestuck, you might want to be prepared for that. And definitely go check out the masquerade that we recorded. That's up on our YouTube channel, and you can find it in our podcast feed. Just search for AnimeCon's TV Extras. We'll have that in HD and in regular video. We also put out audio, but I don't know why you would want to listen to the audio of the masquerade. You got to see it. So, but that's for people that like MP3 podcasts. Whatever. They probably listen to me now. They're like, hey, I like that. Well, fine. You have it. Enjoy. But that's my report for AOD 2014.